All right, welcome back. It's June 8th, 2026. I'm Tim, he's the Grinch, and this is our News Banter Edition. Welcome to AIIMU Football Talk, your daily football conversation covering breaking news, transfer rumors, match reactions, fan opinions, and the biggest stories from around the world of football. Today, we're diving into the latest headlines, the hottest debates, and everything football fans are talking about right now. Look, I'm sorry, but that 100-point Man City side is hands down the greatest Premier League team ever. No debate needed. I mean, even the Invincibles would have dropped at least 12 points trying to match that side's intensity all season. End of conversation.
Whoa, hold on. That's wild. You can't be serious. You're telling me that squad's better than the undefeated Invincibles? Come on, man. Also, I had a source at Carrington tell me half that side was hungover for half the away games that season. For crying out loud.
Oh, piss off with that made-up Carrington source. You invented that bloke last year just to win an argument about Rashford's hamstring. We all know that. Also, did you see Laporte's new sit-down? The latest reports out of China earlier today had quotes from him. Bloke's still gutted they split that core up.
Objectively speaking, though, if they kept that squad together, they never win the 2023 treble, full stop. The numbers don't lie. Squad turnover at elite clubs correlates with way higher trophy hauls over a five-year window. And come on, the poor got hounded out anyway because City's asking price was daft. Only Al Nassr was willing to pay that. We all saw that play out.
Mate, stop hiding behind spreadsheets for 2 seconds, will you? I swear, it's the middle of the day and football Twitter is already acting completely normal, which is to say, not normal at all, arguing over this exact thing right now. I met Laporte a few years back, right? Bloke was still buzzing about that 100-point season. He even fished a crumpled Polaroid of the squad with the trophy out of his jacket pocket mid-chat. You can't fake that sort of nostalgia, come on.
Fair enough. Nostalgia hits different. I get that. But nostalgia doesn't win trophies. If we're being real, that 100-point side had way easier fixtures on the run-in than the treble side. That's just a straight fact.
I don't care about run-in difficulty, you knob. That side was like, you know, that five-a-side team of mates who've played together since they were kids. They don't even need to call passes. They just walk all over everyone, every single game. Laporte said they could have won 5 Champions Leagues if not for dodgy ref calls, and he's dead right. That Tottenham VAR decision still makes me mad just thinking about it.
You're still hung up on that? It was 4 years ago. Also, for what it's worth, my Carrington source says Laporte was the only player in that squad who never complained about Pep's double sessions.
I swear to God, if you mention that fake source one more time, I'm making you wear a full United home kit to the next Man City away game. I'm not joking. Bet you 50 quid we see Laporte back at the Etihad in a coaching role inside 3 years. You in? That's all for today's episode of AIIMU Football Talk. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow for more football news, transfer updates, match reactions, and fan opinions from across the global game. Until next time, enjoy the football, and we'll see you in the next episode.